ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له آمين آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين واللهم أكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين واللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم واللهم علمنا ما جهلنا وذكرنا ما نسينا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا ربي يا إلهي يا مولانا لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم الخبير السميع البصير رب العرش العظيم افتح علينا من خزائن رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك وارزقنا يا ربي نور العلم وبصيرة العلم وفهم العلم والعمل بما نعمل بما نعلم وتبليغ هذه الرسالة يا رب العالمين وارزقنا الحكمة والبصيرة والنور والفهم يا الله واجعل هذا العلم يا ربي شاهدا لنا وليس شاهدا علينا حجة لنا وليس حجة علينا واجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير مغاليقا للشر واجعل الخير على أيدينا بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Today it will be the second session of the introductory of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why I chose that? Many weeks ago, when I looked to our condition as a group, as a people, as a ummah, I beg Allah to put in my heart what is good for me, what is good for you. And there's no many issue and many topics we should learn. But all my life, I used to be like in a surprise or in a shock. Because every time I used to go to houses when I was young, I see this big sign, the name of Allah. I never know what it means. What is it? We decorate living room with it. All my life, I used to search what it mean, why we have it. And all my life, I hardly see or hear a scholar talk about it in a comprehensive way. And in the last 30 years in my life, I was fortunate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meet me with a few real scholar and allow me to gather all the majority of the major books about the name of Allah. All the major one written in Islam by the will of Allah, I collect them. Because number one, I get hit with Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma when he said, لكل شيء أساس. Everything has a pillar. وأساس هذا الدين لا إله إلا الله. And the pillar of this deen is لا إله إلا الله. And the pillar of لا إله إلا الله is Quran. And the pillar of Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. And the pillar of Surah Al-Fatiha is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, meaning the name of Allah. Imam Shafi'i, he said about the name of Allah, he said, Allah summarized all the message and all the messages He revealed to mankind in His own names. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote a book called Muftah Dar al-Sa'ada wa Manshur Wilayat al-Ilm wal-Irada, the key of the door of happiness, meaning Jannah, and the way to seek knowledge and the strength and ability of the knowledge. And in this book, I summarize it for you for one thing, one few sentence. He said, you will never be a believer and you will never develop your own journey of Iman unless you have istiqama, steadfast, over and with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many, we will come later on. Why I choose that? We start last week with talking about Muslim, Mu'min, and Zikrullah. And today, I'm going to share with you again my intention, where it's coming from, why, and I will prove it to you because I believe this topic is so dearly in my heart, to the point, in one time in my life, I distributed a lot of books about the name of Allah and many topics about it. And I end up, nobody hear it and nobody read it and nobody doing nothing about it. Why? One sister, she tell me something so beautiful. She said, you were seeking it, you want it, Allah guide you and you value. But when you give some knowledge to somebody do not value it, he doesn't value it. And today, may Allah forgive me, the Ummah is running into two major issues, so crucial, called Al-Ghuluw wa-Taqseer. Al-Ghuluw wa-Taqseer, meaning the Ummah is going to two extremes. Ghuluw, meaning to be so rigid in the deen of Allah to the point it break you. And there's many ahadith about that. Is Rasulullah SAW, he said, be careful of ghuluw. The people before you did ghuluw for deen until it destroyed them. And another group, they completely going and denying the message and be very, very like in a hairy line of Islam. By this way, this group is wrong, this group is wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us as a ummatun wasata, ummah in the middle. And the middle in here, it meaning when you implement the deen, you should be very careful not to go to either extreme and otherwise either you break the ummah or you destroy the ummah, or you stray the ummah. And today, in my whole life, I'm talking about me. Some of the early people I learned from them, they used to tell me, be careful about the manner, about adab, about akhlaq, about character. Because the roots of all the knowledge, to give you manner and character, and good, you know, behavior. And today we do not have it, the majority. We do not have it with ourselves. We do not have it with others. We do not have it even in the time of going to masajid. We do not have it even in the haram. We lost a lot of adab. And this adab coming from minus of iman and lack of understanding. By this way, this topic is so crucial and very important in my heart, to the point I have a very lengthy introductory And I believe I'm summarizing to you the maximum I can from over at least 15, 17 books. Okay? And the reason why I want you to understand the magnitude of this topic, because without it, we're not going anywhere. I believe it without no doubt. And to understand it from the majority of aspect. By this way, I'm going to cover it from the main aspect of the meaning of it. Some people cover it from the agi point of view, from the fiqh point of view, from the relation point of view, but nobody cover it from the message point of view, which is the most important things. Because if you hear me before, everything in Islam has a purpose. You have to know the purpose behind it. And after the purpose, you have a regulation. And this regulation needs a manner. And the manner needs also wisdom. And the wisdom needs rahmah. If any one of them is broken, you're broken a lot of things. By this way, today, when we talk about this issue, you have to understand the magnitude behind it. In the middle of high-speed cyclone of dunya, and everybody is happy with some halal of haram, some regulation, some salah, some fasting. Everybody is happy of something. But we not really understand fully the length and magnitude of understanding Islam. And I will show you very soon, when the time comes, what happens if we do not understand the message. And the message is very simple. More than you imagine. If you read Quran Makki, and you study Quran Makki, meaning the Quran revealed in Mecca, the main pillar of the Quran Makki, introduction to Allah. Allah, He introducing Himself to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give you a message to let you know, who are you? Who is Allah? Because how you worship? We know the famous verse in Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I do not create mankind and jinn except to worship me. Some of the early scholars said, do you know what it means to know me? To understand me? Because how you worship somebody you do not understand? How you get closer to somebody you do not comprehend? How you develop a relationship with somebody you do not understand and you do not value his quality? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He summarizes a lot of the knowledge about Him in His own names. The knowledge He wants us to inculcate, to understand, to develop. This knowledge is the one. If you comprehend it, it makes the whole deen easy and very practical to you and real. And if you do not do it, what will happen? We will come to many purpose. And one of the things is the sequence of knowledge. Number one, you have to value the knowledge of something. And this value of knowledge according to the value of whatever issue. By this way, how you value something if you do not comprehend it? How you give priority to your life to something you do not understand and value? How you come to the real understanding, which is Islam, the bottom line of Islam is what? Is the state of the heart is a Muslim. The thinking is a Muslim. Your desire is a Muslim. Meaning what? Thinking will come through that, which is called fikr, to comprehend understanding, to use your faculty. In the early 70s, I joined a group of martial arts. And this group was a unique group, very unique, was fanatic in this topic. To the point one of them, he's spending 25 years between Japan, Korea, and China, just going to the mountain, meeting monks, and study martial art. And before he study martial art, they make him study something called Zen. It's called the school of the Zen. The school of Zen is a school of concentration. To the point, if you reach a certain level, they take you to a top of the mountain and they make you sitting in a rock. And this rock has to be in completely free falls. And you sit in your toes. If you pass, they teach you. If you fail, you die. Meaning you fall down. And you have to sit in your toes with complete concentration to survive. This is a lot of people in Western societies, you comprehend it with the power of concentration. The power of the mind and concentration. Which some people even talk today about it is the power of concentration to the point to cure diseases. How to collect the power of your body into one power of one things. And this do not come without concentration. Okay? And the whole school of Zen about how to pick up an issue, a topic. And you focus on it. And this why before they break a rock, or before they break a metal, before they do any martial art, all they have to do how to focus their soul, their body, over one topic or one element. And they said, when you do that, you gather all the energy in one. And now you have a lot of energy, a lot of power, because all your power is concentrated in one. Similar in yoga, similar in many methods like that. And I said to us, as a Muslim and non-Muslim today, imagine how much powerful to focus over something. How much powerful to focus over any issue. How much powerful focus in your body to focus over something. To the point, all your energy going to one muscles. You see? Because you're using physics and speed. Physics and speed, when you go together, or part of the physical speed, is when you focus energy with a very high speed, you can break an element. And this is why, when they hit something, they hit it so fast, and the hand has to be retracted so fast. By this way, you're putting energy in a material, and you get your hand out. Now this energy has to have a reflection. If it will not give reflection outside, it will give it inside. Now you break the issue or whatever material. But as we do not break it with the force of your hand, is a focus force with a high speed, is a certain knowledge. Now, a lot of people using that in every topic today, even laser beam. You focus it to something, to destroy, for example, a small stone in a kidney. What is my issue? How powerful is to focus and focus on something? And I will show you now Islamically. No messenger or prophet get revelation or get guidance without focus. Focus what? Focus his thinking. But this time you're not focusing your thinking over a material. You focus your thinking for the Creator. Look at now. Look what happened if you focus your thinking for the Creator or with the Creator. Imagine if you look at all these people and you go to some of this room, ting, and everybody sitting do not move for days and nights just to try to focus over a sound, or a ring, or a bell, or a tree, or a mountain, or a wind, or a rock. And look how we are today. We're missing something so powerful. What happened if I do not focus with my Allah, my Creator? I have no energy. I have no power. Because the power, I get it from the focus of the relationship between me and whoever I'm connecting to. By this way, I'm trying to explain to you the magnitude of what I'm trying to share with you. In today, cyclone of dunya and material life and high speed, to the point we have no time. We have no time to seclusion. We have no time to calm down. We have no time to think. We have no time to really think. Because if you're thinking, you're thinking, you're crazy. You cannot think. You have no purity of thinking. You have no clarity of thinking. You have no focus of thinking. Because you always have hundreds of things to think about it. I have to do laundry. I have to cook. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. And 10, 15 times, how you can think about anything? And look at these people who live in a monk, in a mountain and some area. So you go to the mountain and for weeks and months, try to develop the power of focus and develop the thinking. The power of one thinking. I will take you now to the own creation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide Ibrahim alayhi salam, when you look to the verses of Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said thinking. He pondered. He looked to the sun. He looked to the moon. He looked to the stars. He looked to the sky. He looked to the trees. What it meaning now? He's looking and focus. He's thinking. He seek guidance. Do you understand it or no now? By this way, all messenger prophets, they have to spend some time in a jungle or in a desert or in a mountain just to look to the creation of Allah. And by thinking and focus in the creation of Allah, it will lead you to whom? Allah. In every aspect. By this way, if you really look clearly with focus about the creation of Allah, it will lead you to the name of Allah, the quality of Allah, it will lead you to Allah. But doesn't mean, because the knowledge of Allah is an ocean, has no ending. No way you can comprehend it. But at least you are in a track with Allah, for Allah, with Allah, focusing with Allah. And today we do not have that. And this is why, if you do not have focus, and you focus your heart, your soul, your mind, your thinking, for Allah, with Allah, who are you? You focus with your desire, with your nafs, with shaitan, with the devil, with the people, and now what happened? You get distracted. What happened to your energy? It's gone. What happened to your brain? It's gone. Do you get it or no? Now, do you have power? No. You are weak. Very weak. And now, shaitan deceive you and make you think, if I get married, if I get a business, if I get this, if I get that, decorating my house, and now he make you busy with something, it will never give you any of what we're talking about it. Because actually, he make you divided, you're thinking more. And the more you accumulate, and the more you're seeking different things in dunya, what will happen? Huh? You are wasting your effort. You're wasting your power. Now you have no power. You see? By this way, one of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all mankind, come, focus. Focus with me. Come to know me. Get to know me. Get my message. And if you focus with me and my message, I guide you. I give you light. I give you power. I give you vision. I give you comprehending. And now you are on the right track. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 15-16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. What it mean? Allah has sent you light and a book of guidance. يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. This book and this light to guide you to His way, to His pleasure, to His salam, peace, and to get you out of darkness to light with His command to the truth path. Now, you will find also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "You, you people, you are the poor in Allah, and Allah is the one who is rich," and praising to Him. Surah Fatir, verse 15. And like I tell you, my main concern today is to give you comprehending about the importance of focus your heart and thought for something only one, and this Allah. And I just give you example of people who have high level of martial art, what happened, they have to study concentration. And this why they said, for example, when you play karate or martial art, how you can sense people behind you? How you can move so quick in the right direction? Because by sitting and focus for a long time, you can hear even the moving of the wind. But it's when somebody's coming, you can move, you can sense it. You can sense direction and speed and everything, and you can move accordingly. Now, this topic is very important, but only for those who really understand what I'm talking about. What happened if I have no focus? What happened if I have no energy? What happened if I have no power? What happened if I'm so distracted? Now, you have no heart, you have no brain, you have no thinking. What will happen to you? You waste it. Wasting effort, wasting everything. Pure thinking, a pure feeling, a pure direction, pure anything. Don't worry about now halal and haram and all regulation. Because all regulation is supposed to be supporting you, to cleanse you, to support you in the environment of a clean environment to lead you to Allah. But this doesn't come first, no. Thinking is number one. All messenger prophet, they have seclusion alone, thinking. And like I tell you, if you read Surah Al-An'am, verse 75 to 79, it will explain it to you. Which is a sequence of how Ibrahim alayhi salam get the vision of guidance. He keep thinking, contemplating about different creation of Allah until he received guidance. And when we go to Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse 14-15, what happening to us? Why we cannot have what Ibrahim alayhi salam has? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kalla, no way. بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ." Tar. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no way. Their heart has been veiled, overcome with tars. Cover after cover, darkness after darkness of what they earn. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُبُونَ. At this day, no way, they are completely veiled from their Lord. By this way, what happened to mankind if he doesn't focus? Allah veil him. He cannot see. He cannot comprehend. And now, you are cannot see Allah, you cannot comprehend, you cannot see the vision, you cannot get guidance, and in a day of judgment, you will not able to see Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you understand or no? And what happened when you go to dunya heavily and high speed? This is the result. And when you try to come back, it's very difficult. Because now, in the journey of coming back, you cannot just come back and meet Allah. You have to clean up, clean up, clean up, clean up, clean up, clean up, until your heart gets clear. When your heart gets clear, now full of light. Now you have no attachment. You have no any waswasa. You have no any destruction. And this is why before revelation, all this messenger prophet, they have to spend some time alone. You understand me or no? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, verse 124-126, whoever get away from remembering me, what will happen? We give him a very, very miserable life. And we resurrected him blind. He said, Ya Allah, I used to have eyes. Why you resurrected me blind? He said, this is a way. I send you my signs and my ayat. You forget it and you do not look at it. And you ignore it. And today I ignore you too. I forget you. By this way, I'm going to lead you to another topic is very important. When people or the messenger prophet used to think, the thinking lead them to what? Remember Allah. By this way, the more you think, the more you remember, now you focus. And now your heart will be overwhelming of what? Only one issue. Do you remember why I share with you about the topic of martial art? Because you cannot play martial art, you cannot do anything without focus. You have to be alert and all the time you have very deep focus. Are you with me or no? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. By this way, now when you do that, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 28, and those who believe and their heart is calm with remembering me, what will happen? He said, those are the one. Allah sent sakina, tuma'nina, calmness over them. And what happened? The heart will be mutma'in. This is a believer. From what doing now? Zikrullah. By this way, thinking lead you to what? Zikrullah. And after that, in Surah Al-Taghabun, verse 11, what inflicted over you? What happened to you? What happened of mischief happened to you? What will happen? Only by the command of Allah. And whoever believe in Allah, Allah He guide his heart. And Allah with all things He's aware about it and He's all knowing. I know I did one word mistake, right? Big mistake. But don't worry about the mistake now. Focus on what the issue. By this way, I'm trying to get you step by step to something very important. The purpose of creation. The purpose of creation to know Allah. Because how you worship Allah and live for Allah, live as the ambassador of Allah in earth, live as a Khalifa if you do not know the Khalifa. You see, to be the ambassador of a country, you have to belong to them, you have to go to a lot of program to know the constitution, to know all the ruling, to know everything, and they give you a complete job to follow because you are ambassador. You have to dress accordingly, you have to behave accordingly, and you have to follow everything accordingly. And when a situation arises, you have to ask them first. You're just ambassador. You do not make decision by yourself. Do you get it or no? Now, when we look today, why today the whole earth in a mess? When Muslims by themselves denied the message completely and nobody talk about the message as a message. To the point, 1.5 billion Muslims, people pray, people make fasting, people go to Hajj, 2 to 3 million, another 2-3 million in Ramadan, Taraweeh. But do we have the oneness of Allah in our heart? Do we have the Iman and Yaqeen? Do we have the connection? Do we have the quality? We lack about a lot of that. Why? You will explain it step by step. By this way, when the mankind in this condition, meaning we lack of many things. Number one, we lack of the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation. Why we've been created? Why Iblis has been created? Shaitan, the devil, Satan. Why Allah give him all this power? Everything has a wisdom. Today, sometime as a young people, somebody tell you, excuse me, if Allah won't guide you, why he created the devil to deceive us? You see, why Allah created us with weakness? We talked about it before. I'm going to remind you with it quick. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and created us with weakness. And he gave us enemy against us. And he gives the enemy weapons and tools against us. And he gives us tools and weapons against the enemy of ourselves and Satan. And he bring us in this earth for a trial. It's a fitna. It's a ibtila. And this is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, go and Eve to the earth. Okay? He said, اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدوا. Go to the earth, all of you, enemy of each other. By this way, Allah, he tell us, we coming in this earth as an enemy for each other, except those who follow the guidance of Allah. By this way, my main concern, how to comprehend first the message. If we comprehend the message, now we see where is the disease coming from. And once we see the disease where it's coming from, now we can comprehend the medication and value the medication. If we value the medication and take it seriously, we'll be cured. Do you understand where I'm coming from? By this way, I want to make sure you, if you know me, you do not know me, you are new, you are old, you understand where I'm coming from. I try to make you have a step-by-step understanding and comprehending where are we. We lack of understanding of the message. By this way, today, we misunderstand the message of Allah to earth. The message of creation. Why we have been created. What the purpose of creation. What we are here for. What is our goal. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us, وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We elevate mankind. Allah elevate us among all mankind. And he make angel make sajda tashreef, prostrate as an elevation to us. But in the meantime, when you study, Allah also create us and we have an animal quality. The way we eat, the way we have intercourse, the way we want desire, is all animal quality. And in the meantime, he give us guidance to angel quality. And now we are in the middle between animal quality going down and angel quality going up. If you surrender to your weakness, to your desire, to your temptation, to your shaitan, you're going to animal quality and you're not going anywhere. If you fight and develop the quality according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you take the medication, now you've been elevated. Now you are a human being, but you elevate it almost to angel levels with your own obedience and quality. You will never be an angel. It's a fight. It's a fight until you die. You will never be angels. You will never be messenger or prophet. Meaning, you always will be good sometime, fall down sometime, but it's a struggle. The more you struggle, you are going up. The less you struggle, you're going down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a story of Habil and Qabil. What happened to them when one of them become jealous of the another one? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want He can give us a constitution of the first problem in mankind. Number one, when you do not listen to Allah and listen to Shaitan. Adam make mistakes. But Allah tell you, don't worry about it. You make mistakes, make tawbah, make istighfar, I choose you. Shaitan refused to make tawbah and istighfar. And when again Allah teach us about the son of Adam, mistakes, what happened? Again, the one who believe in Allah, he surrender to the command of Allah with humble and humility. The another one get jealous and envy and kill his own brother. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, take us to something very important. What happened if a human being forget his goal? He become in animal levels. What happened in the jungle? When animal cannot get something, they kill each other. Very simple. But we are governed by constitution, by the message, by revelation. Supposed to be. If we take it and follow it, what will happen to us? We go up. And if we do not going up, we go down to animal level. Now, all this to lead us to something very important. What is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with faculty. This faculty, the eyes, the ear, the mouth, the ability to speak, the ability to comprehend, the brain, the heart, the body, all this. If we get to know Allah and get closer to Allah, all this faculty will go toward Allah. And if we do not know Allah, all this faculty going toward animal level. Now, when this happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want let us know about something very important. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. By this way, when Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to comprehend what going on, he discovered the sun is just like him, the moon is like him, everything like him. What it meaning? Meaning everything belongs to the Creator, and the Creator in control. And he discovered he is a part of this creation, meaning he is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, the more we surrender to the owner of control, we are in control. And the more we deviate it, the more we get away. And this why, when you look to the word of Allah, okay, the word of Allah in Arabic, if you erase the alif, it called lillah, toward him. And if you erase the first lamb, it become lahu, for him. And if you erase the second lamb, become huwa. Okay? We will talk about it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Chapter al-Fath, verse 4. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Al-Munafiqun, verse 7. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now you find in the first two verses, لِلَّهِ. And the second two verse, لَهُ مَقَالِيد, لَهُ. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. And when you take it all completely, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. هُوَ. هُوَ الْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومُ. هُوَ. By this way, Allah, لِلَّهُ, لَهُ, هُوَ. All toward whom? One. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best word I ever said, me and all messenger prophet. What is that? La ilaha illallah. And we'll talk about it in detail very soon. It just today, I'm just concerned about introduction to where we're coming from. by His ways are important, or who we are, where are we coming from, what we have been created for, what the power of thinking and focus of thinking, and destruction, if it happened to us internal, what will happen to us? We be distracted and we lose power and energy. Do you understand me or no? And I'm taking you step by step toward basic things in Islam, but very crucial. The meaning of La ilaha illallah. What it meaning? Deny everything except Allah. And this is what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is what happened to Musa alayhi salam in the desert. This is what happened to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam in the mountain in Ghar Hira. You see? By this way, all of them, they have to get this seclusion with thinking, with focus, to realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to take you to something very important today. The important what happens if we have no focus, no thinking, no seclusion, and we get too busy. We get lost. And I will show you now what will happen. This all introductory, and after that I will take you to the importance of thinking and the importance of zikrullah. And all this as again introductory to the most beautiful name of Allah and why I choose it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, verse 22, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said in Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse 78 and 80, الذي خلقني فهو يهدين. Again, هو. والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين, هو. وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين, هو, the one. By this way, Allah, لله, له, هو. Now, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as a khalifa in earth. And He created the earth. And He sent Adam in earth. And we can go to the story of Adam. Now, when you look at all this story, it has one thing in common. One thing in common. For Allah to tell us to thank Him, to praise Him, to get to know Him, and to let you know everything running according to Him. Now, and we know in the story of Adam, when the angel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you create him? He said, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I created Khalifa for me in earth. With the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel just asked question, oh Allah, they will do mischief. Like the jinn before. He said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمْ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. And when He created us, He let us know. He created us to worship Him. Again, word worship in Arabic has many meaning. And one of the meaning, the real comprehending meaning, is completely surrender and submission. Surrender and submission. And surrender and submission, you can add to it. Surrender and submission and show gratitude and show thanks. You see? All the meaning of Islam. But all this, again, it leads us to something so beautiful. What happens if you do not know? What happens if you do not know the magnitude of a relationship between you and somebody? What happens if you not know the person? And this is why all this introductory, I want you to focus on something very important. What happens if you do not know Allah? This talk would become very easy to hear it. But how you can implement it? How you worship somebody you do not know? How you love somebody you do not know? How you love somebody or show gratitude to somebody you do not know his quality? And this is why they used to say, and it will come later on, is you will never worship Allah unless you know Allah. The more you know Allah, the more you worship Allah, the more you get closer to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did what He did because we also have another constitution in us. Allah, He asks us what we're doing, and we do not ask Allah what He's doing. We ask Allah, ask us what we're doing. We do not ask Allah what He's doing, because we never comprehend what's going on in earth and what the wisdom of Allah. Sometimes Allah can share with us some knowledge and some hint and some wisdom of what He's doing, but we will never comprehend it. And this is why when Musa alayhi salam was accompanied of Khidr in a shore, he said, Khidr showed Musa a bird taking a sip of water, very sip of water, tiny sip. Imagine a tiny bird taking a sip of the ocean or the sea. He said, Ya Musa, my knowledge and your knowledge is even less than the drop of water the bird take it compared to the ocean, compared to the knowledge of Allah. Meaning my knowledge and your knowledge is a drop of water of the knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah. Our knowledge is very, very insignificant of the knowledge of Allah. And this is why when today you see a lot of people become atheists or become arrogant because they try to level themselves with the thinking of the creation, with the creator, and they forget they're very limited. We're very limited. We're very limited. Imagine we do not know even the ingredient of one food, and we want to know the ingredient of mankind and the creation of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teach Adam the name of the angels. And another scholar said, or some of the scholar, He teach him the name of all His progeny. This is the ability of Allah. Now, all this, it lead us to what? It lead us to one verse in Surah Hud, verse 61. When alayhi salam said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمَ عَبُدُ اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. He said, O people, why you do not worship Allah? He's the one who create you, and He make you stay in it, in this earth. By this way, the main concepts of being in earth is, number one, to follow the knowledge of Allah. To follow the knowledge of Allah and to follow His constitution and the way He wants it, according to the teaching of His Prophet, as a technical way, and to gain this constitution and implement it and make it reflect over all our life. Okay? Now, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a story, He let us know, Shaitan is your enemy and he's coming after you. And this Shaitan as your enemy coming after you, he tell us something. Is number one, al-takabbur, arrogance and envy. Number two is the jealousy. Jealousy from Adam. Two things happen, takabbur and envy and jealousy. This would destroy Iblis and make him who he is. By this way, we have two diseases. The major two diseases can destroy anyone. Arrogance and envy and jealousy. And this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 38, He tell us, go down on earth. Whoever received my guidance, he will never fear and he will never said. By this way, we are on earth and we have a choice by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised, he will protect us. Who are Ibad, the slave of me, Allah will protect us. Al-Mukhlisin, the sincere one. Al-Mutawakkilin, the one who rely on Allah. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained all this to us. Why I'm sharing it with you now? Because to join the beginning is what happened if we lost focus of the message, we lost understanding of the message, and we lost taking the medication. This is our condition now. We go to sleep and we forget the message. And sleeping, by the way, is two kind. You have physical sleep and you have emotional sleep. The physical sleep is easy because you can wake up later on, discover where you are. But the emotional sleep is the one is really tough. You see what happens when we sleep? We wake up and we're not aware about what's going on. And we can make a noise. We can distract ourselves and other. And we're not in a state of discipline. And we're not in a state of awareness. We are too weak. When you really just wake up, can you really get up completely? Can I give you a mathematic or physics problem and you can solve it? Huh? Whatever, how big you are, when you get up, I can push you like this and you fall down. You have no balance. Do you understand me or no? By this way, when you're sleepy or when you're sleeping and when you wake up, what happened to you? Huh? Lack of thinking, lack of direction, lack of power, lack of ability, lack of comprehend. To the point somebody tell you, fire! Excuse me? Fire! What are you talking about? And you go to the refrigerator. You see? Because you're going after your desire. Even if somebody warn you, you're not there. Or for example, you want something, but you won't go to the bathroom. What happened? Nobody can stop you. You see? By this way, I'm just giving you simple things in life to show you what happens if I'm in a state of sleepy or sleeping or I'm just awake. Okay? Doesn't mean I'm awake. I am partially awake. Partially comprehending. I'm not here. Physically, I'm here, but I'm not here. Do you understand me or no? What happened now if I am in my life, in my whole life, I'm sleepy. I'm in a state of heedlessness, ghafla. What it meaning now? I will not able to comprehend, understand, no direction, no strength, no ability, no thinking. Look at the amount of disease. Meaning now, I'm not awake. I'm not aware, meaning my iman is very weak. My faith is very weak. You understand me or no? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about ourselves quick. I'm going to share it with you because I shared it with you before. But I'm doing this rehab too. Because the way I look at you, you remind me by the condition of the ummah. You see? What happened if we are too sleepy? All we need a pillow and that's it. Can we really value the situation? No. You see? And we go to where we want to go. We have to go. You see? Do we think we be aware? No. Even if I desire, I am so weak. Do you get it or no? Huh? Yes. This is a very life example or no?
Yes.
Imagine Allah give me a guidance, but Some of us can be thinking about drinking, going to the bathroom, I want to go to sleep, where's the pillow? Is a message coming, going on? Very strong message. What will happen? I'm not here. Right or wrong? What happens when the desire and weakness become over us? It takes us. And this is why the early people said, the journey of knowledge always in seclusion with minimum food, minimum luxury. The wind beating you up. But by this way, what it happened to you? It gave you awareness and awakeness. What happened to us today? We're resting. We're resting to the point we become restless, weak, to the point we have no ability. In the opposite, Iman give you power, give you ability to be. Coming from where? Focus, thinking, clarity of focus. What happens if too much chocolate? Finished. Too much desire? Finished. Too much anything? Finished. And now, all this stuff will overwhelming and will get you. By this way, the message of Allah, come to me. Come to me, focus. Wake up. You understand or no? And what happened if we are resting too much? Finished. If you ask me today, one of the main problem in the ummah, we are resting too much. This why, when we are resting too much, I promise you, calamity is coming. Big calamity is coming. Because you did not want to wake up? Okay. Allah will wake us up in His own way. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Alaq, verse 1 and 2, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. We know it. Read by the name of your Lord. Okay? And by the way, Jibreel alayhi salam did not come with a pen, did not come with a paper, did not come with a typewriter or text message to Rasulullah salam. No. Really. He tell him, read by the name of your Lord. Direct. It was a teaching direct. The one who teach you everything. Now, I'm in here to show you something very important. To show you how weak we are and how much we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us in the best fashion with beauty in us. Whatever, how much you believe you have no beauty, you have beauty. Each one of us has beauty. But the beauty, the one Allah talk about it, is the beauty of closeness to Allah. This is the real beauty. The beauty to have dignity between you and Allah. We'll talk about it later on. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind with many, call it default, weakness, you name it. Okay? Second one is jahl. Allah created us with jahl, meaning ignorance. Okay? In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, we create the human being and we give him the amanah. We show them the amanah after we show it to the sky and the earth. The sky and the earth rejected. They said, Allah forgive us, we cannot take it. And what happened? Him a human being accepted. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He's zalim and he's jahil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said about mankind, he's da'ifa. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ da'ifa. Surah An-Nisa, verse 28. Meaning he's weak. Allah created mankind with khawf, fear. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Surah Al-Ma'arij, verse 19 and verse 20. Meaning, his care. Anything happen? What happened? Worry. And weak. Number 5, Al-Jadal.
ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا. سورة الكهف 54. Mankind is full of what? جدال. Always argue. Number 6. الخصومة لله. He always have denying Allah message and denying the creation, the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah An-Nahl verse 4. Al-ajala wa at-tasarru, number 7. Al-insan khulqa al-insanu min ajal. Insan always in a hurry. Always hurry. And Surah Al-Isra verse 11. وَيَدْعُوا الْإِنسَانَ بِالْشَرَّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Mankind always in a hurry. Hurry always a quality is against Iman. All this quality against Iman. Okay? By this way, all this quality, we have it. Each one of us have it in a certain amount. You can't take the medication, you get closer to Allah, what will happen? Huh? You become strong. And Al-Bukhl, verse 8. Okay? Verse 100, Surah Al-Isra, and Al-Ma'arij, 21. Okay? I'm just trying to hurry up because I want to make one message intact. Is insan is stingy and worry about what he has. And also Al-Batr fi al-Ni'mah. Okay? Verse 10, Surah Hud. Meaning, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed any ni'mah over you, what you do? You deny it. And he said, Allah has not given me enough. And number 10, At-takabbur ala Allah. Inna al-insana la yadgha. Al-Alaq, verse 6. And Isra, 83. Meaning, human being always have arrogance. An ego problem. An insan, inna al-insana zalumun kafar, Surah Ibrahim, chapter Ibrahim, verse 34. Insan zalum kafar. Insan, human being, is always zalum, meaning an oppressor, and kafar, denying the truth. And jahud, inna al-insana rabbi lakanud. Al-Adiyat, verse 6. Okay, and also Yunus verse 12, Az-Zumur verse 8. You can go read all these verses and discover what it means. What meaning is, human being is gahud. Gahud meaning, again, a style of denying with the truth. Meaning he saw the truth, Allah gave him the truth, and he denied. Nobody can deny the truth. Because the creation of Allah is sign, pointing toward Allah. But if your soul is having humble and humility, you can see. But if Allah value, you cannot see. And number 13, Al-Ya'as min Rahmatillah. Human being always despair. If he commits sins or he have lack of money or lack of status, or he become despair. He's ready to despair from the Rahmah of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Isra, verse 83, and Surah Al-Hijr, 56. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned, those who despair from the rahmah of Allah, those are the only people are disbelieve or dalloon, distray. As a mu'min, you cannot despair from the rahmah of Allah. Whatever how much you commit sins, whatever how much you weak, you always have hope between you and Allah. Always knock the door. Even call Allah. Oh Allah, I'm weak. Help me out. He will help you out. Now, I want to share with you is human being has two major quality. This quality is the fruit of the knowledge. Number one is what Allah said. The weakness about yourself, the time, the place, yourself, what happening, all this, it generate like a turbans inside of you. Do you understand me or no? If I do not understand me, let me know. By this way, all this, okay? And another one, quality coming from Allah. Meaning you have quality coming from turbulence of weakness and temptation and desire and shaitan. And quality coming from Allah. Like what? Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rahim, Ghafoor, Shakur, Hamid. By this way, the more you get closer to Allah, now the meaning and the closeness of Allah and the name of Allah will overcome what? The turbans. And now your weakness become what? Balanced. And now you come over your weakness with strength. Do you get it or no? By this way, the weaknesses exist. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the antidote. You see? The medication. If you take it, that's it. And if you, like Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahmatullah, he said, if you know who you are, where you are, where you're going, and with what purpose you've been created for, what is the keys of your happiness, and what is the keys of your success, and what is the keys of your stray, what you will do, you will know one thing. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ الْإِنْشِقَاقِ verse 6. O mankind, you are running, and in the end you're going to meet your Lord. Do you understand or no? Hello? Now, and after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you're getting closer to Allah, He will take you to something else now. Okay. You know what you are, you know who you are, you know what you created for. Now what will happen? Now come to me. I give you antidotes, I give you strength, I give you the keys of happiness, I snatch you from your enemy, I support you, come closer to me. Now, what is meaning now? If I'm a normal human being with some kind of guidance and light from Allah, what will happen now? I'm focused on what? The journey between me and Allah. Now, before we talk about that, Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, he said something so beautiful. What's the value of hearing if you do not know the language? Do you understand me or no? What happened if you know the language or you do not know? What happened if you know the language but you do not know what it means? What happened if you know what it means but you do not comprehend really the essence of it? What happened if you have the meaning but you do not have the guidance to value it? What happened if you have the knowledge of whatever issue or topic or whatever and you do not even having the tawfiq to live it? Do you get it or no? Similar today, I have a message for you from my heart. What's the value of all the knowledge, all the Arabic, all the grammar, if we do not comprehend the knowledge of Allah? If we do not get closer to Allah? You see? What happens if we have in the living room all kind of beautiful ayat, beautiful verses, beautiful books, but our heart full of dunya? Huh? This is what I used to see. I used to enter places and a living room, a beautiful frame containing the name of Allah. And the person tell me, you know something? This is with golden water. Okay? $5,000, $10,000, $3,000. Decoration, piece of art. And sometimes I ask the people, do you know what it means? He said, no. Did you ever read it? No. What's the value? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He cursed Bani Israel, He cursed him with what? He said, like a donkey carrying books. Okay? Now, Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali said, to earn the knowledge of something is many levels. Like a baby, you go to a baby and talk to him about sexual relationship. You think he understands it? Talk to him about it. He doesn't have it. He doesn't feel it. He never experienced it. How he can comprehend it? You see? Or you take to talk to a baby about a food. Very complicated food, you cook it for many hours. He doesn't care, just he wants the milk. By this way, the point he said, what happens if you do not in a state to value and comprehend a piece of knowledge? And you will never value it and comprehend it unless what? You know it, you experience it, you live it, and now you value it. Do you understand or no? Hello?
Yes.
By this way, he said, similar. He said, a lot of people, all they gain is the wording, the grammar, the pronunciation. You see? But when you call Allah, how you call Allah? You see? Is the pronunciation very important? Sure. But something more than that. The state of Iman, the state of believing in what you're saying, the state of communicating of the owner of this name. And not only that, now the power of believing in what you're saying. And after that, another level. If Allah give you tawfiq to test the sweetness of this relationship. And now, if you are a normal person and get closer to Allah, what will happen? Now you value this feeling. And now you do every effort to gain more and to guard it and save it. What happened if we never have it? We never have it, this my goal today. Because we never even understand it. We never really even go to it and really live it. Except a few. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq and give you tawfiq to understand what we're talking about. It. Now, this leads us to something. This inshaAllah we'll talk about it next session in details. Is what happens if I value my thinking, guard it, and this later on will lead me to understand the value of remember what important to me. But you see, first the thinking. Which one comes first? Thinking or remembering? We're going to talk about it inshallah in the next session. But what happened? My main concern today is three topic. What happened if I'm not free? What happened if I'm so distracted? What happened if I have no focus? What happened to the point? My ritual, my salah, my knowledge has no focus. What happened if my heart is not calm? What happened if my brain is not calm? What happened if my thinking is not calm? What happened if my surrounding is not calm? What happened? The result is destruction. And meaning what? Lose of focus. Lose of goal, lose of everything. And now what happened? Even if I remember Allah, my remember of Allah will be weak because number one, I'm not in a state, in a right state. Second, I do not know and comprehend and value what I'm talking about because lack of knowledge, lack of experience, lack of ability, lack of iman, lack of yaqeen, lack of love, lack of compassion, lack of belonging. And this is why the whole introductory, just to for those who really want peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul, peace of life after death, peace and tranquility and happiness forever. This is my goal. By this way, I'm just share with you some thought to motivate your thinking to come to me and be together to value what we're going to talk about it. By this way, according to today, you should reach a level. How much you need to think, what thinking about it, how much you need to focus, how much you need calmness, how much you need to maintain a tranquility and peace in your heart, in your soul. And we talk about the rest, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of guidance and nur and hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength against ourselves, against our shaitan, against our shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us among those who will be guided by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us test the sweetness of Iman, the closeness to Allah with His name and dhikr and belonging and Iman and Yaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength and victory against our shaitan, the temptation, the sins, the weakness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us the door of happiness in this life and hereafter. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.